Wake up with the news and information you can trust. Starting your day the right way with the Andy Griffin Show. This is News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU.
Hey, good morning to you. It's 9:08 on KDXU. I'm Andy Griffin. This is the Andy Griffin Show. Mayor Thursday today. We do not have a mayor with us today. Mayor Billings couldn't make it today, but we got her assistant. This is Dorella. And say your last name for me, Dorella.
Nualari.
Nualari. Got it. I was going to try it on my own, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to say it wrong. So
no. Can you try it?
I'll let you say it. Nualari.
Yeah, that's close great. Enough? Okay. That's great.
I didn't know if the L's, like if you say tortilla, if it's Hispanic, then the L's turn into a Y, right?
No. I'm actually Greek Albanian. I was born in Albania, and my parents immigrated to Greece when I was about 4 years old, and I was raised in Greece all my life.
Really? I've always wanted to go to Greece. Oh, well, it's a fantastic country, right?
I think you'll love it. Maybe it's going to be a hard decision for you if you want to come back or not. But because it's Utah, I think you'll come back.
St. George and Hurricane, this area is pretty awesome too. But yes. That you're right. Once I get there, I may never want to go back. Now, is it, what's the island town with the blue roofs? Is that Santorini? Is that?
Oh, yeah. Santorini and a lot of,
have you been
all
there?
Of our, yes, yeah. So beautiful.
Yeah.
It's very magical as an island, but also the vibe. I would say all of our islands have the blue ceiling, represents the sky and the ocean, and the white, the houses are white with blue ceiling,
so cool.
which is very unique. But what you're going to love from Greece or Albania is the people, how friendly and warm they are, the hospitality, which is hard to find. And I would say the food, if it's something that you really like. I love food, so it's very important to me.
Now, I think most people are familiar where Greece is. Where is Albania from Greece?
It's neighbor country.
It's a neighbor,
yeah,
okay. To the north, to the east,
to the
west. The left of it? If we're looking at it. It would be on the side of it or the side.
Not being great. Okay. Geography, oh my God.
Yeah.
But it's neighbor country, and it's across Italy as well.
Wow. Well, how long have you been in the United States?
Since 2016.
Okay.
So 8 years now in May.
Now, did you know English before you came?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay.
Of course, my English has been better here.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I live here now, so I have to speak the language all the time. But in Europe, it's I wouldn't say mandatory, but you have to know English because it's international language.
Right.
So it's always required in jobs or universities when you do mm-hmm. your projects or
did
essays.
When you were in like elementary and high school, the equivalent there in Greece, was that like one of the classes you would take in the English class?
So English is taught in schools, but also when you start about third, fourth grade, you also do take private classes in
okay.
English.
Hmm.
So you can better your English. And then, of course, by end of high school, you give them your take exams for a diploma in English.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So you know Greek, right?
Greek. Yeah.
Do you know English? Do you know any other language?
Yeah, I speak Albanian.
Okay.
And Italian.
Is that close to Greek?
No.
Not at all. But
not
they're next to each other. You think that it would be close? It's not. Huh?
No.
And
not
you speak
at all.
Italian as well.
Italian as well. I understand a little bit Spanish. I can write in Spanish and write, but I cannot speak a few besides few phrases.
Okay. That's
similar
how I am
to
with Spanish too. Yeah,
it's very similar to Italian.
Mm-hmm.
So when I forget one language, I kind of remember the other one.
So I have a friend who speaks English, of course, Spanish, Italian, which are very close, and he says actually that's kind of confusing because the words are similar but not the same. And he also speaks Portuguese. So he's got Portuguese, Italian, Spanish, and English. And
that's amazing because Portuguese is very similar to Spanish as well.
And Italian, I know, it can be very confusing. He said he's actually originally from Brazil. He said that he doesn't speak Portuguese very well here, But when he gets around people who are speaking it, then it all comes back to him.
That's how I feel with my Albanian.
Yeah?
Yeah. I spoke the language only at home.
Are there any Albanians here in southern Utah that you're aware of?
Can you believe that I haven't met any Albanian?
Let's point the microphone at your mouth there.
I haven't met any Albanian here in
None.
Utah.
Okay.
I haven't.
What about Greeks?
I haven't met here in Utah, but I've met in California where I used to live.
Okay.
And I hear randomly that, oh, he's Greek, or he's Greek. So it's very, very exciting, and I'm happy to hear that, meet someone from your country. It's nice.
Now, the perception, I think, at least for a lot of us, is Greek people, Grecians, are very passionate people. They are very emotionally high when it comes to whether it's love or anger or whatever it is. Greeks are stereotypically passionate people. Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
It is?
Actually, when I talk with I was with friends and with my sister, and we were talking in Greek, and they thought we were fighting or arguing. And it's
totally
different. We're talking about something very happy and exciting in our life. And just because, like you said, there is a passion, and we talk also with hands, like Italians, and, you know, face expression. So that can come up as very the opposite.
My father-in-law is Italian, and so there's this board game you play where you have to describe something without using certain words. But you're not supposed to use your hands. Uh-huh. And he tried to describe the thing, but he was, you know, he was using his hands to talk. He's Italian, you know, and we told him you can't use your hands, and he couldn't not use it. In fact, when we finally pushed his hands down on the table, he couldn't speak. He could not say anything. I guess that's how important it is.
It is. The body language is very important in our culture. So you can say things we say only with your face expressions. Huh, and.
Nice.
Sometimes when people ask you, you just, only with facial expression, you can answer to them. And it's very special to see that people, beside the words, beside the language, you can communicate with your body.
Right. Well, now you told me you've been in Utah about a year, is all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What brought you to Utah? Then you were in California. So you came from Greece to California and now to Utah. What brought you to Utah?
That's a very good question. I came because of my ex-partner here. I moved from from California to Utah. And now I'm doing Utah by myself.
it's pretty brave to be here by yourself. Do you ever feel lonely, kind of weird? Or?
No, I feel people here are so nice and friendly, very warm. I'm kind of impressed. That's why I decided to stay. Because although I have friends that feel like family, but my family is in California, I feel very welcome here. I feel that people can support you. Even if you don't know them, they will support you. The community is very supportive here in Utah, which I haven't found that in California. I didn't find that in California, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I feel Utah is a great place to live or to raise a family and to have a better mental health, I would say, as well. You're connected to nature. You're everywhere. There's so much beauty of the nature that you don't find that easy.
Yeah, we love it here for sure. I've told the story before on the air. I came to to St. George area 31 years ago now, and I was a young sports writer, broadcaster on my way, what I thought, up the ladder, and so I was going to stay here a year or two and then go to Salt Lake or Denver or Seattle or somewhere like that. And after a year or so here, I got a job offer, and I said, hey, should we go move to Denver? And my wife's like, well, you can go, but I'm staying here. And I was like, I think I'll stay with you then. And we've been here ever since. So great place to live, for sure.
It's a great place. I love it.
Now, you work for Hurricane City, correct?
Correct.
You are, I don't know, what's your job title?
PR and Administrative Assistant.
Administrative Assistant to the mayor, to the city manager, to...
To the all.
Yes. Okay.
I manage also the social media, communication.
Nice. So you're good at the Insta and the, you know, the X and the Facebook and all that stuff.
I'm good. I want to say that I really love what I'm doing. Of course, there is always room for improvement, and I love feedback. I love criticism. I love it. There's really? Always something to learn.
Nice. Not a lot of us can take criticism and be okay with it.
Yeah. To be honest, when I was younger, I wouldn't take it. It would. Mm-hmm. I would feel very. Like your ego would be bruised, or
mm-hmm. yeah.
or you're not doing something good, that you're not enough. But as I get older, I'm more confident in what I'm doing, and I love That's what I'm good. Doing. So for me, it's very important to enjoy what you're doing and where you are, your environment. So
there's a phrase in English, I don't know if you're familiar with it, called constructive criticism, which Correct. I think is kind of funny because any criticism hurts a little bit, right? If somebody says you're not doing this right or you're not doing this good enough, it hurts. But I believe that constructive criticism can be very helpful. In fact, I had a friend tell me in radio years ago, he said, never believe them. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He says, people are going to tell you you're great. Don't believe them. People are going to tell you you suck. Don't believe them. Mm-hmm. You're probably somewhere in the middle, and you know, don't get too high or too low. And it's probably a good way to live. Huh?
Yeah, I think my parents did a great job. They would give me feedback, good and bad, and sometimes strict. And I think that built my character. And like I said, when I was younger, I wouldn't take it well. It would bother me. I would keep it inside me. Sure, I would feel hurt, you know. But now maybe I feel hurt for an hour, half an hour, and then I just take the best of the criticism. Like you said, I'll consider constructive criticism politically correct, because criticism, like you said, it will hurt no matter if it's a little bit more intense or less intense. So I think you just have to filter whatever that criticism is in your mind.
Now, how did you settle on Hurricane? What made you want to work for Hurricane, want to be over there in that area? What is it about Hurricane that you that drew you?
I love Hurricane because it's a place where you have so much beauty, so much nature. Like, I've been able to go before I applied for the city. I would go on hiking. I would go very often in the area. There is so much view you can see from that city.
Yeah.
You have San Carlos State Park. You have everything there. So yeah. When I heard about the position, to be honest, I was very, very excited to apply. And I'm very, very grateful they gave me that opportunity and the chance to do what I love and to grow in this position.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
Of course.
How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
28.
Thank you. I'm 35.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed it. You look very young.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, again, we're talking with Dorella from, she is the administrative assistant at Hurricane City and in charge of public relations. How long have you had this job? Has it been a couple of weeks or?
No.
Oh, it's been a while.
Why you say that?
I don't know, because I never met you before. So.
I've been since December.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's been 3 months, three or 4 months. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What have you, maybe what's one of the biggest things you've learned with this job at Hurricane? What are some of the things you kind of got familiar with that you didn't know before?
I'll tell you, not from the city, necessarily from the people. I'll tell you from the nature of the job that I'm doing. I learned not to take anything personal.
Yeah.
I know it can sound as cliche, but I think it's the first time this applies in my case, because of all the social media, all that. It can be a lot of good and positive comments. You're reading a lot of negative comments.
Yeah.
So I think you should not let that get into you. Like I said, it can sound cliche, but I enjoy it. Now I know that the city's mission is to inform public, is to be transparent.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, that's what I was striving for and what we work really hard. And no matter what, it's going to be controversial. It's going to be good and positive, and it's going to be bad and negative. So it's the nature of the job.
There is something about people online that people will write things, post things online that they would never say to your face.
Of course.
They type things in. It's like, what is wrong with you? Why would you type that? And yet, you know, if you were to actually talk to them face to face, they would never say that. So there's a certain, I guess, anonymity. Even though their names are on the post oftentimes, it's still, you know, they don't know who I am.
It's like that friend, you know, that that will talk behind your back, but will be the nice in front of you.
Yeah.
I think we all have that friend. So.
Yes, we do, unfortunately. So, all right. Well, we're talking Hurricane City with Dorelle. If you have a question and would like to call, 673-5890 is the phone number. In a little while, about 5 minutes or so, we're going to give away some tickets to go see that Pearl Jam band or tribute band called Corduroy down in Mesquite. Ticket will include free drinks for the whole evening, too. So pretty cool deal. That's coming up in just a little while. I wanted you to know, Dorelle, my wife is the executive assistant to the city manager and mayor in Washington City. So I know a little bit about kind of about what you do, because she tends to get the negative people complaining about stuff. And kind of like you, she's like, I got to not take this personally.
Yeah.
And somebody has a problem with, you know, where a billboard is, or somebody, you know, parked an RV in front of their house or whatever, you're going to get the phone call.
And to be honest, I try to understand everyone's point of view, because everyone has a different way of thinking, and everyone's going to want to talk about their problem, which is normal in human nature.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at the end of the day, we have to think about the social best interest.
Yeah.
So I know our personal interest sometimes can feel that it's more important, but also we have to see the best interest for the whole community, the whole society. So
that's a real challenge for all politicians or all leaders is, you know, what is the best, what is the greatest good for everyone? And sometimes you might do something and only 51% of the people see the advantage in that, and 49% don't see it, but you've got to try to decide what is the best for everyone. And that's not an easy decision sometimes.
It's not an easy decision. I see it because when we have small decisions like that and we want to do the best, sometimes you feel no matter what decision you're going to take, either the left, and this is not politically, let's say the decision one or decision two, it's not going to be 100% yes from all the sides. Everyone's going to disagree, or few people will agree with you. So it's hard to take a decision when you have to deal with a whole community and everyone to agree on that. So
you are changing topics a little bit. You're a Greek citizen, yes?
I'm Greek citizen and Albanian citizen. As
well. And Albanian, both. Okay. And so how does that work with you living here in the United States? You've been here, did you say 6 years? Was
8
it?
Years.
8 years.
Yeah.
Do you have to apply for work visas and all that stuff?
No, I own my green card. I will apply for my citizenship this year. And
nice.
I will be more than proud and more than happy to be an American citizen.
Awesome.
I'm a person that I consider the United States my country now. I live here the last 8 years. I have all the experiences here now. I pay my taxes here. I have goals in the United States. I have dreams in the United States. And I want to have family, raise my family here in the United States. So when you feel an American, and I feel proud to be living in the United States, I feel very, very grateful to live in the United States, I would be more than happy and more than proud to get my American citizenship.
I think there are a lot of people out there, myself included, that are happy to hear that sometimes the United States gets bashed on by, and there are a lot of people that live in this country that are from this country who, America's not great. I don't love this country anymore. But I don't think they understand that this is a great country. This is a great place. And it's a place that a lot of the world wants to be.
And as an immigrant heading towards American citizenship, I feel that it's very sad and unfair.
Mm-hmm.
I have lived in different countries, And no country is 100% is going to offer what you want. But countries like United States that are offering you freedom of speech, so many opportunities, no matter race, age, sex, anything. You, if you want to work hard and if you want to succeed, you will make it in the United States. And I tell you that from personal experience.
That's so good to hear, because a lot of people bashing on the United States have never lived outside of the, they don't know.
The United States is a great country. Has room for improvement, of course. Every country has room for improvement, and there are things to improve. But you have to see also the what as a country is offering you, which is the opportunities to raise a family, opportunities to succeed in your career, opportunities to study. And like I said, no matter what's your race, age, nationality, et cetera. So,
and I'm with you on if you're willing to work hard, you're willing to put the effort in, the American dream is within your grasp. You, if you're willing to work hard, you can accomplish just about anything you want.
Of course. And I'm telling you that from personal experience, I'm very grateful. I'm very lucky to be living in the United States. And I think I want to retire here. And, of course, going to Greece or Albania once a year or
that's
for 6 months.
That's a long ways off. You're young. <Until then. laughs> I'm a lot closer to the retirement thing than you are. So, we're talking with Dorella Nualari.
Correct.
All right, Nualari. She is the administrative assistant and public relations manager over at Hurricane City. We've talked a lot about everything except maybe Hurricane City. So we'll take a break. When we come back from our commercial break, we'll talk a little bit more about Hurricane City. And I hear there's a road reopening that has been closed for a while. Also, some of the great things, those basketball gymnasiums that are opening. Are they open? They're not open yet, right? But they're
not yet.
They're on their way.
In April, end of April.
Awesome. We're getting close. Okay. Dorella, hang on. We're going to do a commercial break here. Also, right at this moment, I'm going to reach over here. And if I can, I lost my thing. Oh, it's probably right here in front of me. There it is. Yes, it's right in front of me. I reached for nothing. Get ready to rock in Mesquite. The Casablanca Showroom in Mesquite, Nevada is bringing you an epic lineup of different rock tribute bands every Saturday in March, including this Saturday. That's 2 days from now. Corduroy. It's a Pearl Jam tribute band. Comes to the Casablanca Showroom with the greatest hits from the 90s. Corduroy is a rock band, again, that sounds a lot like Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam tribute band with the greatest hits from the 90s. And right now, we're going to give away a couple of tickets to go see Corduroy. This is Saturday night, 8 o'clock at Casablanca Showroom. And the cool thing, too, you get two tickets. You also get free drinks for both you and whoever you decide to take for the entire evening. Give me a call right now at 673-5890. Stockton will talk to you and take your call. 673-5890. We'll take caller number 2 to get those free tickets. We have some more we're giving away later, too, so don't give up. We'll be right back.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in today. Stockton, if you want to turn your mic on, how do we do for a winner? Do we get a winner for the first two sets of tickets?
Yes, it was one James C.
Way to go, James. Good job, buddy. And he gets to go out on that. You didn't find it. Is he taking his wife or a date or his buddy or we don't know, huh?
Didn't disclose, but okay. I wouldn't be surprised. You don't have to, just James. Went himself and him.
Free drinks and a rock concert. Now, Stockton, you are a little bit young to know the music of the 90s very well, but I heard a guy say yesterday that was the greatest music in the history of mankind was the 90s music, and I take issue with that because I grew up in the 80s, and I love 80s music, and to be honest, I was busy having kids in the 90s and didn't really listen to grunge music and that stuff, but I don't know. The 90s, greatest music, really?
Well, here's the thing. As a media studies major, the thing is that Pearl Jam had such an influence on media as a whole. Mm-hmm. So they're like often like put together as with like the likes of like Nirvana in terms of some of the most influential bands of this century, essentially. And so it's just, I don't know. I understand your lack of acceptance, but Pearl Jam has kind of it changed the landscape of music for a lot of people.
Okay.
So right. No, I understand why there's such a hype around it.
Yeah. Okay. Are you old enough, Norella, to have been? Did Pearl Jam and Nirvana get to Greece?
Yeah, they were big. Actually, 90s, I was a kid, but I know that Greek people love grunge music. They
really?
Love metal, love rock and roll. So we have huge, big names, bands that come to Greece every summer for our music festival.
Nice. But now I got a few texts and they're about you. First of all, how do you say good morning in Greece? Because they wrote it. Kalimera?
Kalimera.
Kalimera. Okay. Somebody said Kalimera. There's a huge Greek community in Utah. The Greek festival is held every year the weekend after Labor Day.
Oh, I would love to go there.
It must be up north maybe. I don't know. I haven't.
Salt Lake?
Salt Lake, yeah. Probably so. They want to know if you're celebrating Easter this weekend or on May 5th like they do in Greece.
I celebrate both.
Both, yeah!
That's why I love being here. I can celebrate everything twice almost.
I like that. Yeah, no, that's good. Is Christmas is still December 25th,
December,
though.
Yeah.
But other holidays are different in Greece?
Thanksgiving. We don't have Thanksgiving, so right, I'm very happy to celebrate Thanksgiving. We don't have Labor Day or Memorial Day in Greece.
Do they have Independence Day? What day would that be?
March 25th. It was actually a few days ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, did you celebrate? Did you set off some fireworks or anything?
We celebrate with parades.
Nice.
So, but I was happy to talk with my friends and my family on that day. Yeah. I talk with them every day.
And they're in California, your family, right?
My parents are in Greece. My sister.
Oh, your
my
parents
niece.
Are still in Greece. Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah. Your sister's here in the
My
U.S.?
My sister in California with her husband and their daughter. And then I have relatives in New York and relatives everywhere.
But as far as family, you are the only member of your family in Utah.
Yeah.
That's a little scary. Do you get intimidated by that sometimes? Or
no, I feel very safe, honestly, here.
I don't mean scary like violence, but I mean scary as in you're on your own. You don't have anybody to lean on family-wise.
Family-wise, no. But I've met so many great people that I feel that if I need something, they would be there for me. And that's one of my main reasons I love Utah. Feels like a second family to me here, and nice. That's why I feel very safe and no stress about that.
Tell us about how the hiring process of becoming an assistant there in Hurricane and the public relations. How did that all go about? You heard about the opening, applied, I guess, and then what happened after that?
I didn't hear. I read about the opening. I had no one there. I went through the regular hiring process. I went through interviews, mm-hmm. Not one, but two or three interviews.
Was this like city council, or did they have a committee?
It was mayor, city manager, okay. HR. So I went through interviews, and I started my training with them. Nice. And they have been nothing but grateful and amazing with me. And not only the city manager or the mayor, which I love, and they are great. But everyone in the city, all the other departments are very supportive and very hardworking people, which I appreciate that, and I admire to see that.
Nice. Well, welcome again. I know you haven't been here that long, but thank you for coming to Southern Utah. And what have you learned about Hurricane in your time there? I mean, it's only been a few months, but I imagine you're every day you learn new stuff.
Every day I learn new stuff. I learn how many steps and efforts and energy takes for a project, mm-hmm. Things that you don't know or realize when you are outside of this behind this field. So it can sound easy to anyone that is not in this field, but for a project or for approval, it can take several steps, a lot of energy, a lot of chasing the right people.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and you have to really like what you're doing because it takes a lot of energy, and sometimes it can be 24. It's nonstop. And I see that from our mayor. She's nonstop, honestly. Yeah. It's like 24 hours. And I tell him, you're not a full-time mayor, you're an overtime mayor.
She once told me, she said, mayor isn't part-time, it's not full-time, it's all the time.
Yeah, all the time and overtime. She works nonstop, and I see she has a passion for that. Mm-hmm. She loves being involved, she's very approachable, she's very warm as a person, and like I said, she likes to work and enjoys what she's doing, so she's nonstop.
That's awesome. Now, you said every project you got your naysayers, you got people who are negative about stuff.
Yeah.
In the 4 months you've been here, have there been a project or two where people were especially unhappy and you had to try to assuage them and make them happy?
There have been a couple projects. A project lately, we all know, about the gymnasium.
Sure.
That people are not happy, but I would like to talk about that, but I feel that's more fair. The mayor will address that on the State of the City address on April 29th at 6 p.m.
Yeah, and it's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah.
1 month. Yeah.
1 month, and it's going to be also the ribbon cutting ceremony for the public gymnasium. And she would love to address that, and I think it's also fair to hear that side.
Are you going to be instrumental in helping to write her speech for the State of the City address, or at least, you know?
She's very smart to write her speeches. Yeah. she's very capable. She, like I said, she loves what she's doing, so she's great at doing that. I will help with everything she needs me to help with, and I'll take on some other projects as well.
Have you ever been to, and by the way, tomorrow and Saturday, the Hurricane Rotary, is it Rotary Easter Car Show?
It's going to be on Saturday.
It's just Saturday. Okay.
Saturday. It's a wonderful fundraiser.
I've been to it maybe 5, 6, 7 years in a row. I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be my first time, so I'm very, very excited.
You will love it.
I love cars, and especially I've heard it's going to be over 300 unique cars.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool thing to see. It's going to be on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. to Hurricane Center. Okay. And it's going to be a lot of vendors, a lot of activities for kids, prices for people that want to win and take a chance to win, actually.
Nice.
And a lot of I'm assuming food and of course cars. So if you love cars, I think you should be there.
And I've been, I don't know how you feel about this, but I have been a fan of beautiful cars my whole life. I'm partial to the Ford Mustangs, but I love all kinds of, it used to be a requirement. If you like Mustangs, you hated Camaros or whatever. No, it's not that way anymore. If you can appreciate a beautiful classic car, it doesn't matter what brand it is. Over 300 cars, and some of them are cars you'll never, they're like cars you've never seen in your life. Some of them, they're amazing.
I can't wait. I love Mustangs, I love Camaros, and I love Chargers. Yeah. I've driven all of them, and I love it. I love it. I love the sound. I love, the way they drive. I mean, you don't travel a lot with that, but it's just so fun. I love it.
They will have a contest. There are several different categories, but I think there was one overall big prize, the Best in Show or whatever prize, and that's all at the Easter Car Show. And you said it's Saturday,
9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Hurricane Center, it's going to be a fundraiser. And this year featured benefactor is going to be the Veterans Memorial Park of Hurricane City. Mayor is really excited for this project. She's been working real hard to raise funds for the Veterans Memorial Park. She loves, and she would like actually to honor the veterans, all the veterans of the city. And I think that's something that we all should have it in our heart and in our mind, that we should not take anything for granted, because we had people that have fallen for our country and for United States. I know I said our country because I feel United States is my country, but it's going to be mine too.
I love that. Yeah. And again, I think I have the greatest wife in the world because my wife couldn't care less about classic cars. But every year I drag her to the car show and we walk around for an hour or so and she just plays along and goes along with it.
Well, so. That means that she loves you very much, yeah, that she comes with sure. you.
For sure, because I think she probably gets pretty bored. I'm like, oh, look at that one. Hey, look at those wheels, you know, or whatever. And she's like, I don't care.
Yeah, but, you know, she's there.
Yeah, she's there. She'll be there with me, so... 9:46 on KDXU. We're going to take another commercial break. We are going to give away two more tickets now to go see Corduroy, that Pearl Jam tribute band with the, and they're going to be playing the hits of the 90s. That's Saturday night at Casablanca Resort. Give us a call right now, 673-5890. That's the 435 area code, 673-5890. And we'll give away two tickets. The best thing, too, is not only do you get tickets to the concert there at the Casablanca Showroom, you get free drinks all night long. That's 8 o'clock Saturday night. Give me a call right now, 673-5890. Let's give away some tickets to go see Corduroy down in Mesquite. We'll be right back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Believe it or not, we've already used up most of the hour. It's almost 9:52. I'm here with Dorella, and without looking at your name, I'm not going to say it right, so let me look at it. It is Dorella Nualari.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. We're getting there. We're getting there. Dorella is an assistant, administrative assistant and public relations director for Hurricane Cindy, right?
The PR and administrative assistant for the city, the mayor.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
She is a native of Greece and Albania.
Correct.
Both, right?
Yeah. My parents are Albanian. I was born in Albania, and when I was 3 years old, we moved to Greece, and I got my Greek citizenship, and I graduated from schools there, universities. I lived all my life there till 2016.
Is there, in Greece and Albania, is there a culture conflict at all? Are they, I don't want to say racist, but is there like a conflict? Like, we always talk about that in America, the mm-hmm. you know, the racism and the conflict of cultures. Is there any of that going on over in Greece?
No, I mean, Greek and Albanian culture are very similar. Mm-hmm. Of course, they had history and politics issues in the past, and politics is going to be politics, you know. But
now you're Albanian, right? Technically,
Technically Albanian, there, yeah. And raised all my life in Greece.
So, which is better?
I cannot choose. Can you choose between two kids? If your kids,
not to their face, no. Maybe behind the scenes.
Well, I'll tell you this. I love Albania because my parents are Albanian. I was born there, and I have family in Albania. I love Greece because everything I lived and experienced, it's Greek to mm-hmm. me.
Yeah.
It's my friends, education, culture, everything, experiences. So it's very hard to choose. I feel, I would say, a little bit more Greek because I speak the language better. I feel it's my mother language, but I also speak Albanian, and it's something that I'm coming from. It's the country I'm coming from. So I cannot choose, really. I love both countries. I'm more familiar to Greek culture, yes. I'm more familiar with the Greek culture, with history, education. It's because that's where I was raised to. But I cannot choose.
Well, it's like someone who maybe was born in Hurricane and then lived their whole life in Santa Clara, right? You say, which is better? Well, I mean, I lived in Santa Clara longer, but, you know, yeah that's one of those yeah. tough choices. So
yeah, it's really hard. And like I said, because they are neighbor countries, it only takes 12 hours driving to get to the other, from Greece to Albania, I think. So it's very, very close to each other. There is a lot of Albanians live in Greece. And just, we are very adapted to the culture and society. And I would say there's no, like you said, culture issues Greece. But of course, there are politics and immigration issues.
Now, what about food? You said Greek food is pretty amazing. Have you found something here in the United States, and in particular here in southern Utah, that you just love and that they don't have in Greece?
I haven't tried any Greek restaurants here in Utah.
Okay.
I've heard there are a few Greek owners of few restaurants. I'm not sure if the restaurants are Greek. They have Greek menu.
Well, it's funny because like there's a place up in Salt Lake, Astro Burger. They're owned by Greek people, and they serve baklava.
Oh, I love baklava.
But then they serve hamburgers, you know, which is very American. So
true. I mean, they're adopting society in the American culture. Americans love burgers.
Yeah,
it's normal.
Yeah. And pizza.
True. Who doesn't?
Yeah, right.
But here in Utah, I haven't tried any restaurant, a Greek restaurant. But in California, there were several ones I tried. Some of them are very, very close to Greek food.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are more into more fancy Greek food. But I think no matter where you go or you try, nothing compares to your mom's
food. Yeah, that's right. Mom's cooking, of course. Of course, absolutely. So
I say it's very close, but.
Dorella, anything about Hurricane that we need to be aware of? I know you were talking about 700 West. Tell us about that.
So last week we did a ribbon cutting ceremony for the 700 West. It's a transportation improvement project that was completed last week, and that connects it's an extension 700 West to 100 North to 600 North. So it's a roundabout and a road extension improvement that will...
A roundabout, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like roundabouts? Do they have roundabouts in Greece?
We have.
Do you? Okay.
I used to not like them when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense to me. In California, I don't think I ever used a roundabout when I was driving. But when I came to Utah, I was surprised with how many roundabouts.
There's a lot of them, yeah.
And I'll tell you this. I feel now that it looks prettier.
Mm-hmm. It looks better. Yeah.
It's really nice aesthetically on the road, but also I've learned, and it makes sense now that it's a way to ease the traffic flow and
keep it going. Yeah,
and it's way better and safer. And of course, we should educate ourselves how to use roundabouts. It's not only a city or a state. Obligation, but also it's our as citizens, as residents, to learn how to use roundabouts and signs and streets and everything.
I lived in New Jersey for a little while when I was younger, and they have some of their roundabouts are huge. There was one roundabout in particular that a couple of different interstate or front highways fed into. It was seven lanes wide, a roundabout with seven different lanes. And if you got trapped on one of the inside lanes, good luck getting out, because people weren't going to let you move over. It was brutal.
So it's like a mouse, you know, going around.
Kind of. And you learn to negotiate and be very aggressive in those situations, which isn't always a good thing, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do, right?
That's true.
The worst one in southern Utah is the Bloomington, getting out the freeway in Bloomington. That roundabout is tough.
It's tough. Yeah. I experienced it once many months ago, and I kept going around like a little mouse. But
you got out eventually.
And I'll say it was because I had to educate myself more into that. So
there you go. Well, Dorella, we've run out of time. Again, I look forward to the State of the City address. That's April 29th, right?
Mm-hmm. At 6 p.m.
And the Hurricane Rotary Easter Car Show is Saturday from 9 to 5.
9 to 5 this Saturday, March 30th at Hurricane Center.
Are you going to be there?
Of course.
All right. I'm going to be there. Look for me. I'll be wearing, it depends on the weather. Normally, I would wear a pair of shorts and a t-shirt, but it might rain on Saturday, so we'll have to keep an eye out for that. Dorella, thanks for everything you did.
Thank you so much for having me.
Time for news.